This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Breaking news, engaging talk, news that affects you. The KUMA Coffee Hour, brought to you by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290 KUMA and FM 96.5.
KUMA Coffee Hour, your host Dan Tessman, and today our guest is George Murdoch, Umatilla County Commissioner. We'll begin the conversation right after this.
The Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon invite you to enjoy Nashville Troubadour, Kip Moore. Saturday, September 10th, to kick off the 2022 world-famous Pendleton Roundup. Pendleton Roundup. Tell her she's mine. Kip Moore, MCA national singer and songwriter, will perform Under the Stars in the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena, presented by Integrity Corp. Get your tickets today in the Party Pit Letterbox Zone. Tickets are on sale right now at PendletonRoundup.com. Kip Moore, Pendleton Roundup. You won't want to miss it. Letterbox.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning. It is Thursday, August 11th, and this is the KUMA Coffee Hour, and I am prepared to just move on from yesterday between the fire and the Mother Nature. It is another day, and joining me this morning is Umatilla County Commissioner George Murdoch. George, good morning.
I'm just as anxious to move on as you are.
Well, we got to talk about, take a minute and talk about what happened just down the road from us here with the fire at the flour mill. Tell us about the county's decision to close down the courthouse due to that fire.
Well, interesting. As you know, the county doesn't have a fire department, but in this particular case, it was very much on our doorstep. On the afternoon before, I had seen some smoke coming out of a portion of that building and walked over, and there were Pendleton firefighters there. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were on both sides of the building and indicated that they there's some smoke. You reported on a part that they had discovered, and so pretty much thought it was over. My wife woke me up very, very early on yesterday morning and said, "There's a big fire at the flour mill." And I said, "Well, no, I was down there yesterday and I thought it was out." She says, "Well, why don't you come take a peek and see what you think?" And there's a couple of us, our neighbor Steve Corey and us, probably have the best view of down on the flour mill of anybody in Pendleton. I mean, we can certainly see the flour mill, but we can see all the area around it. And a lot of times when the commissioners are making decisions, we deliberate at some length. I was on the phone with Commissioner Schaefer, and this was not one where we deliberated at great length. We made the call rather quickly. It was apparent for a number of reasons. First of all, the courthouse is just across the street, feet from the fire. We were worried about our employees being in some level of danger there. We were worried about people, patrons of the courthouse who would come there. But also, it was pretty apparent from where we were looking that they did not need 100 or 150 new people in that area. Plus, they didn't need all those cars. And furthermore, it was pretty apparent they weren't going to get there anyway because the fire department had cordoned off a pretty big area around that section of town. Sometimes fires in grain elevators can be incredibly dangerous, and flour is flammable, grain is flammable, and that's the extent of my knowledge, but I know that they're very flammable. So we made the decision simply to close the courthouse for the day and not be a problem. As it turned out, we ended up being the center for their rehab. Those firefighters had been on duty for a very long time, and it's very, very hot. And they don't come in shorts and muscle shirts. They come in pretty heavy-duty uniforms. And so, actually, the courthouse was open to them all afternoon, all evening, and I believe all night is what I understand, because there's still smoke coming out, and they're very much on site. So they use that as a rehab area. So it just worked out all the way around. The only thing that I could see that was open anywhere near the area was the donut shop, which is also just across the street. I don't think that they had a lot of visits from the general public, but I'm pretty sure the firefighters were grateful to have fresh donuts right across
the street. I have firsthand information that the donuts kept coming, and several compliments by the first responders to the Flour Mill Fire were highly complimentary of the donut shop.
Well, I rarely go there because I'm always afraid my wife's going to drive by and catch me. So I even though we're across the street, I don't go there very often. But I felt that in the interest of the firefighters, I should go across and make sure the donuts were all right.
And
mine was.
I wanted to ask, as far as the courthouse itself, being that it is in the vicinity, it's right across the street from the flour mill, I take it no damage that you know of, or anything?
No, I haven't. I walked around, all around there on Tuesday because it was more accessible, but I didn't get, obviously they did not allow me to go around and check yesterday, but I've heard rumors that a portion of the Tumalum building may have gotten some kind of damage. That's right across the street, too. And our buildings are pretty close to each other, and they may have. I don't know that as an official report, but other than a considerable amount of smoke in the courthouse, I don't believe that it did any damage to our property.
And what's the status of the courthouse today and tomorrow? Still closed?
It's open. No, it opened this morning.
It opened this morning. Okay.
One of the difficulties we have, and someone were in conversation with presiding judge Dan Hill, because it isn't just a decision that the county can make all by itself. We house state courts, and while we're probably a little more flexible in deciding we're going to close and that we don't necessarily want people to come to the courthouse, the court system, you know, schedules juries, they schedule trials, they have people coming in. They're not quite so flexible or nimble. Now, they were in a position yesterday to move that action over to the Stafford Hansel building in Hermiston, but I haven't been there yet this morning, so I don't really know where they are.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break, come back. We have much more to talk about. And with that, my guest is Umatilla County Commissioner George Murdoch. We'll be right back.
Who will take care of your funeral arrangements? You'll want to know that your wishes are being honored when you pass. This responsibility falls to your next of kin. And let's face it, that could be a son or daughter you haven't spoken to in years. When making your pre-arrangements with Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, you can appoint the person you choose to make decisions regarding your funeral arrangements. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, 336 Southwest Dorian, helping families cope with the loss of loved ones for over 80 years.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today and Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Awareness of mental health struggles has never been more important than in the last few years. Here at McKay Creek Estates, through our wellness program celebrations, we seek to engage our residents in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. If you'd like to learn more about mental health in older adults, we're hosting a free webinar with geriatric mental health specialist Laura Valancourt. That's on Friday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Laura will offer advice on how to understand your loved one's struggles and best support them. To register, visit PrestigeCanHelp.com. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walwal Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walwal Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner George Murdoch. And I have to ask you, George, about the Umatilla County Fair, which is on right now. But tell us about its history, as you wrote in your newsletter.
Well, it started actually as Hermiston and Umatilla County and Amaro County joint function, and it was relatively close to where the old fairgrounds were. It was a dairy show, mainly a dairy show. And it's interesting, it was mainly a dairy show, because I went over to look at the dairy exhibit last night, and there was probably maybe six head, but it certainly is not a dairy show anymore. But it's grown over the years. The state put in a law that every county had to have its own fair, so it broke away and became the Umatilla County Fair. But it has grown into something quite big. But it's an amazing history how it's grown. We're the only, I believe, the only fairgrounds in Oregon that actually doesn't belong to the county. It has. We certainly helped put money into it to construct it. Concluded that in the long term, it would be best if it was managed by the city of Hermiston. They get the lodging tax and have a source of revenue to help support it. But that doesn't mean we're not there. We pay a fee to be there every year, and we are. We have access to it. We have a nice partnership with City of Hermiston and EOTech. We try to help keep it up. We just received a rather generous contribution from the state legislature, which was investing in the state's fair, because most of the fairgrounds in this state are aging and fairly dilapidated. But nonetheless, we got money too, and it's immediately being turned over to the fair. Most of it, my guess is, will go into expanding the barns. That's an interesting phenomenon, because when they built those barns, I think they built them thinking that they would go forever with plenty of space. Well, when I was out there yesterday afternoon, I was going to be out there yesterday morning to watch my grandkids, but I got kind of deterred by the fire. Anyway, they have 79 steers, I do know, which is the most they've ever had in history, and they have special pens outside to help handle that. But with sheep, the goats, the swine, I mean, those barns are packed. So never dreamed that would happen, but I think most of that, the new funds will probably go to expanding. They were built to be expanded, and will be. But it's an interesting. We're proud of the history of the fair. It in some ways it doesn't look like it used to. It's a little more commercial, bigger carnival, that kind of thing. When you used to see the Grange exhibits, you know, and the fair. But we had some visitors, and I was accompanying one of the visitors through the fairgrounds last night. And if you go inside the big building, there's plenty of, you know, you'll see the quilts, you'll see the flowers, you'll see the vegetables, the crafts, all the things that have been, the canning, all the things that have been a part of the fair historically, they're still there. And they're very popular, more popular probably than they've ever been. because they're all in an air-conditioned facility. And it doesn't make a difference what the weather is in Umatilla County. When fair comes, the thermometer goes up. And so that's an air-conditioned facility, and it gets lots of traffic, particularly as the heat goes up.
I understand you have a history with the fair yourself before you ever moved to Umatilla County. Tell us how you put yourself through college by showing sheep and helping with beef cattle.
Right. I had sheep. I had some cattle of my own, but they weren't show quality. But I had a lot of sheep that were. And so I made a trailer in my FFA shop class and made some side racks in the class, too. They didn't look too good, but they worked. And so I would hook up my trailer every summer and make the rounds showing sheep. And gas was 17 cents a gallon, and it was a little more feasible, and the premiums were good. And then I would help cattlemen. They would sometimes give me a place to stay. They were paid for my meals. I would help them lead out their cattle in the morning so they could clean the pens and water the cattle, and then would help them show on show day. And so that took care of all of my expenses. Anyway, it paid for 100. I just started doing it in high school. But in the time that I was at Washington State, it paid 100% of my expenses doing that. But anyway, one of the stops on my sheep tour was the Umatilla County Fair. So while I didn't officially move here, I visited here in the late 50s and early 60s as a nomad sheep shower.
And now you're an honorary fair tour guide, right?
Yeah.
Well, next week there will be a meeting of the Oregon Association of County Clerks held in Pendleton. How did that come to be?
Well, we're pretty proud. Dan Lanai, who is our Director of Administrative Services, also is the county clerk. And he is president this year of the Clerks Association. And so he had some latitude in determining where the conference would be. And that people don't think about that, but if everybody who is active in a state organization brought a conference or a convention to Pendleton, it'd make a huge economic difference. The former convention center director reminded me of that some years ago. Anyway, Dan got the chance to say, I want the convention in Pendleton, and this is always a very popular destination anyway. But so they're gonna bring all the county clerks in the state here next week, and they got some speakers and a lot of interest in the clerks conference, and because they oversee elections. And so,
and I was going to ask, what's planned for the convention?
Well, they have some speakers in from around the country. Clearly, the integrity of elections, the security of elections, is a huge deal. But if you watched last year when they were questioning the election, when there was a concern about this, that, and the other, I don't believe there was maybe a little here and there, but I don't think there was really any concern about the state of Oregon. We've been on mail-in ballots for a long time, and in the conversation, I know the states that were in the conversation, but Oregon was not. The integrity of our elections is amazing, and I have an opportunity every year, except when I'm running. I'm not allowed near the elections office, but otherwise I go down and watch them at work, and I watch the citizens who have been coming in for years to help them. Very, very big citizen participation and observation process. And the one thing I think is most important, they talk about technological or electronic intrusions. The machine that counts the votes is not wired externally. It's entirely operated from within the elections department. So they talk about people, you know, clicking in from outside. I don't know all the technical terms, but you know, coming online and breaking into the election system. Well, they can't. It's not hooked up to anything. But so it counts the ballots, and it counts them very quickly. But there's just a lot of protections in place to make sure we're never going to be on the list, in my mind, of places where people wonder about whether or not the election was valid.
All right. And just wanted to give you the opportunity. I know in your weekly newsletter, you praise Umatilla County Elections Division. Anything else you want to add as far as the work those people do?
No, I don't think they get much attention. Maybe once a year, twice a year, somebody will mention their name and reporting on the votes. But they're there all year round. Unfortunately, Umatilla County typically has a low voter turnout, and they work very, very hard. They do everything they can trying to improve the turnout. But the service there is excellent. I've never had anybody say they had trouble registering to vote. They just do a wonderful job down there, and they'll take anybody that wants. If you want to take a tour of our elections office, see how the vote's conducted. The other thing that we're very proud of is the fact that in recent years, we have installed 9 remote drop sites. They're not easy to do because you have to have somebody there precisely at 8, a deputy sheriff or somebody, to bring in the ballots. But we have, in any community other than the really small ones, you can drop your ballot off in your local community. So we're happy with those.
And I'm sure the voters are as well, not having to drive, say, a long distance just to drop off your ballot. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break. Back with more after these words.
It's the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
The City of Pendleton wants to help you replace your old, uncertified wood stove with a new, more efficient heating system. We're offering interest-free loans up to $3,500 to help you buy a new stove that could be natural gas, pellet, electric, or wood. With our program, you save money and you help clear winter haze and smog in Pendleton. It's a win-win for everyone. Call 966-0249 or visit the city's website for more information on the wood stove replacement program.
Join Team Wild. Every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Wild Horse Resort and Casino will have a walk-in hiring event. Come meet their friendly team members for on-the-spot interviews. Wild Horse Resort and Casino has more benefits, including group health, vision and dental, 10 paid holidays, paid birthday leave, paid vacation, employer 401k match, education reimbursement, free meal on shift, and employee discounts. Working at Wild Horse is more rewarding, so come visit Human Resources on Wednesday for on-the-spot interviews and job offers. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton.
Get Roundup ready at your locally owned Pendleton Tire and Auto. Hi, this is Scott, and we know how to make sure your outfit's ready for the rodeo. Stop by for a free brake or alignment inspection, get your oil changed, maybe put some new shoes on your pavement pony. Might be time for some new wiper blades so you can see through all that slobber from the bucking bulls. Goodyear, Nokian, and Hankook, all the best brands and fast, friendly service. Always the right tire, always the right price. Trust what you love to Pendleton Tire and Auto. Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
You know you must be doing something right if you have customers who have been coming to your store for over 40 years. Here's Bruce Giannotti on why he has shopped at Zimmerman's since 1979.
Been shopping there over 40 years. I've renovated quite a few properties, and I buy everything from nuts and bolts to toilets and hot water tanks and everything in between. They always seem to have what I need. If they don't, they can get it usually within 2 or 3 days.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, open 7 days a week on Main Street in downtown Pendleton.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner George Murdoch. In this last segment, we were just talking about the elections and elections division and so on. George, you had a couple more comments about that.
Well, yeah, I ended talking about the fact that we have these mobile drop sites all over the county, and one of the reasons that we put them in and stress them so heavily is the fact that the mail service to our area is not overnight by any stretch of the imagination. And so this, by having a drop site, people were able to get their ballots in on time. That law has changed in Oregon, and I hope people understand that actually their ballot needs to be postmarked on the day of the election. So we have a little more latitude in that regard. But I know you like to keep me on script or keep me on the questions, but I'm going to make a comment because we're surrounded this morning by technicians. I applaud you for your upgrading, and there's technicians everywhere you look. When I graduated from WSU, I was invited to become news director of King TV in Seattle. With great foresight, I decided that TV was a passing fad and therefore turned down the job. And I since learned that the individual who took my position retired with a very large home on Lake Washington. So I certainly misjudged where TV was headed. But I, in the end, I have a face for radio anyway.
There you go. You will be in Salem on Monday to work on a strategic plan with the Association of Oregon Counties. What's the plan for?
Well, as president of the association, I had an opportunity to define what our focus would be. And the association has been around a long time. The demands are changing, and we only have a limited staff. And so what we've been doing is trying to reimagine AOC, how we can best represent the counties of Oregon, how we can be most effective with a small staff. And we've had any number of sessions. We're kind of beginning to distill our findings. And I'm going to meet on Monday with our executive director, director of operations, and a consultant, Salam Noor, who's formerly from the Department of Education. And we're going to distill it further. And then we're going to have 8 district meetings around the state of Oregon and take that plan out to them for final review. But I think it's going to change some things that we've been doing and hopefully make us more effective.
All right. I got about just over a minute left. Tell us about the Senator Bill Hansel conference.
Yeah, I had a chance to go over there and meet with him. Bill is chairman of the regional subcommittee on water governance. And he has visitors here from 4 states, senators, representatives, and they're meeting here. They were at the fair last night, and they're finishing up today, I believe, at Three Mile Canyon Farms, and studying all aspects of water. Senator Hansel has a penchant for getting legislators to this area, and I think it's paid off many times over, but I think it's a real honor to have that prestigious committee meeting here in Umatilla and Morrow counties.
All right. Well, my guest this morning, Umatilla County Commissioner George Murdoch. As we talked about at the beginning of the show, the Umatilla County Fair and Farm City Pro Rodeo is happening, and George will be out there today since it is Commissioner Day. So thank you again for joining us this morning. That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Join us again tomorrow. In the meantime, have a terrific Thursday.